for a truce. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. While celebrating Palm Sunday Mass, Pope Francis made an appeal for an Easter truce in Ukraine. He highlighted the need for leaders to make some sacrifices for the good of the people. The leader of Ukraine, who believes a diplomatic solution remains possible, is also pleading for more international assistance. Volodymyr Zelensky met yesterday with a couple of world leaders in Kyiv.
The UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky there. Now, the Prime Minister pledged a new military assistance package to Ukraine that includes about 120 armored vehicles and new anti-ship missile systems. He also guaranteed financial aid as those Russian attacks had continued for weeks. The UK also behind tougher sanctions against Vladimir Putin.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. In a phone call with Germany's chancellor today, Zelensky focused on the need to track down the people responsible for what he called war crimes. There was a shooting last night in Washington, D.C. near Nationals Park, not long after a baseball game ended. Police say four people were hurt. They're looking for a man who was seen carrying a silver handgun. A woman is also being sought. Concern is growing that an unprecedented wave of migrants could try to cross into the country next month. That's when a policy known as Title 42 is set to be lifted.
Border Patrol arrests of migrants reached an all-time high last year. It's one of the reasons many lawmakers want to keep that Trump-era public policy health order barring some migrants from entering the country. President Biden's decision to end the health measure that has turned away 1.7 million migrants over the past 2 years has many in Congress concerned even more migrants will attempt to come to the U.S. illegally once that policy ends next month.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An arrest in New York City, where gun violence has taken the life of a teenager.
Following the killing of 16-year-old Anjali Yambo, Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell vowed that the NYPD would catch the shooter. At less than 24 hours later, she announced the arrest of 17-year-old Jeremiah Ryan.
Fox's Roger Stern. Ryan is also charged with two counts of attempted murder after allegedly wounding two other teens. A Florida teen who police say was playing a dangerous game has died of a gunshot wound. Authorities say the 16-year-old boy and at least two friends were taking turns shooting one another while wearing a bulletproof vest. It happened last week in Bellevue, about 70 miles northwest of Orlando. Two teenagers have been arrested. Despite an increase of COVID-19 cases on Capitol Hill, President Biden has no plans to change his schedule.
Cases of COVID-19 have ticked up in Washington, and several lawmakers and officials announced positive tests last week, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who had visited the White House a day earlier.
Like anyone else, the president may at some point test positive for COVID.
But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden is fully vaccinated and received a second booster shot. White House doctors have not recommended changes to his schedule.
This is a time where we are certainly living with the virus, but we have a range of tools at our disposal to do that.
The president is scheduled to visit North Carolina later this week. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Yesterday, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced on Twitter that he has tested positive for the virus. Vice President Kamala Harris, who continues to test negative, has been criticized for not wearing a mask at the White House last week after a staffer considered a close contact tested positive. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.